Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's Word comes to us today from the Old Testament lesson, the 37th chapter of Ezekiel, where we pick up again at verse 11. Then he said to me, "Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, 'Our bones are dried up and our hope is lost. We are clean cut off.' Therefore, prophesy and say to them, 'Thus says the Lord God, behold, I will open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people. And I will put my spirit within you. And you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it, declares the Lord." As prophetic visions go, this is one of the strangest and most dramatic in Holy Scripture. It's a vision of how God will resurrect the children of Israel from a grave of bondage to Babylon. Remember how the scene builds up. God takes Ezekiel to the middle of a valley covered with bones. They are dry bones because they have been there a long time. And in this scene of utter hopelessness, God speaks hope through his prophet. He promises his people will rise again, but this resurrection will happen only by the word of the Lord, by the power of God speaking it into existence. And then he does, and the bones begin to rise. What if I told you that the Lord can do the same in your life today? But sometimes it's so hard for us to see. A man lies on a hospital bed. "I feel so useless," he says. "I feel cut off from reality here." Do you feel like that, man? A woman says, "My children are all grown. My husband seems to have his own interests. I spend many hours alone. What's the purpose of my life now?" Do you feel like that woman? A young person says, "I'm not sure who I am, what to do with my life. Where am I going? Who can I trust?" Do you feel like that? A parent says, "I have no time for myself. Life is the same thing day after day. I had such different hopes and dreams for my future. My life is busy, but empty." Sound familiar? Can you relate to the valley of bones glimpsed by Ezekiel? Do you feel cut off from life the way that you suspect it was meant to be? God's Word has the answer for these things, and the answer is both simple and hard. God's Word tells you and me that it is time to repent. Time to stop playing at spirituality. Time to return to the Lord. Time to admit that I have failed to really see God as my source of life. Failed to trust in Him more than I trust in myself. failed to use the power supplies he's given me? And could it be true that we've failed to really believe Jesus will raise our bones at the last day? I'm convinced this is our greatest problem. We go through the motions of repentance, but our hearts just aren't in it. Nor do we faithfully drink the living water that Jesus pours out for us. And nevertheless, God promises, "Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." God wants to turn our dry bones into living flesh. How? How does that take place? It takes place when we make use of God's Word. You have to find a way to feed yourself the Word of God. It is, by its own recognition, the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, as Paul writes in Romans chapter 1. The Word puts spiritual muscle on our bones and breathes joy into an otherwise sagging spirit. But it's not going to happen magically. You've got to pick it up and do it. It's like preparing a good meal. There's work and preparation involved because the food is not just going to show up on your plate fully cooked. But as you start the process and gain experience, you learn to enjoy it, especially when you get to savor the final product. And if that's true of the food that comes out of your kitchen, it's even more true of the spiritual food that comes out of the Bible. And that's the food that gives and sustains a life of faith. But that's not all. The Holy Spirit turns dry bones into living flesh when we remember what God did for us in holy baptism. Now, you may not be able to remember your baptism. I sure don't. I was all of 20 days old when it happened. But remembering that you are baptized can make all the difference in the world. Baptism established your identity with God. It forged a powerful link between you and Jesus, and He now shares everything with you. His suffering and death, His resurrection, and this victorious life all apply to you, and baptism created that bond. What better way to revive dry bones than the water and promise of holy baptism? And still, there's more. The Holy Spirit gives life to dry bones when we gather around the table of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the host, as well as the meal that breathes life into our souls. With the bread and wine, you and I are given the body and blood of Christ. His suffering and death on the cross reaches through time and touches you, completely forgiving you of your sins. Knowing what is offered here at the Lord's Supper, how could we knowingly, willingly stay away from it? Years ago, a ship on the Atlantic was in distress because its supply of fresh water had run out. The crew started to imagine a horrible death from dehydration, ironically, with water all around them. And with hope almost gone, they saw a ship approaching them. At once, they hoisted distress signals. That's the era we're talking about here. The answer that they got back was, bring it up. Bring it up. Was this some kind of mean-spirited joke? They signaled again, and they got the same answer back. And finally, in despair, they lowered a bucket, and to their amazement and their joy, the water that they brought back up turned out to be fresh water. You see, somehow the sailors had overlooked the fact that they were right at the mouth of the Amazon River, whose fresh water flows out to sea quite a ways. God's fresh, living water is always there in His Word. It is always there in what baptism did for you. It is always there in the bread and wine of Holy Communion. Why do we despair? Bring it up. Fill your bucket. That's what we're doing here. That's why Jesus established His church on earth. We're here because this is where Jesus fills your bucket. This is the mouth of the river of God's fresh forgiveness and mercy. We need it so badly. We need to keep bringing it up bucket by bucket until the time when every last one of God's promises has come true. And we have a picture of that time in Ezekiel's vision, a time when dead bones will actually rise from their graves, a time when the power of Jesus' resurrection will sweep through every cemetery and mausoleum, uniting souls with bodies again, a time that goes beyond time in which God's faithful people will enjoy His new creation without end. We get closer to that time with every passing day. By God's gracious choice and the actions taken by Jesus, you will be included in this forever resurrected life. So get your bucket. Your bones need not be dry. The Spirit of God is here. This is the mouth of the river, the source of forever life with Jesus. Bring it up. Let us pray. Oh, that day when freed from sinning, we shall see Thy lovely face. Clothed then in the blood-washed linen, how we'll sing Thy wondrous grace. Come, our Lord, no longer tarry. Take our ransomed souls away. Send Your angels soon to carry us to realms of endless day. In Jesus' name, Amen.